If Brent had been a different kind of man, he'd be sweating under his tuxedo. Not because he was about to spend $1 million of Black Defense International's money to rescue a teenager, but because he was going against orders to do so. And not just any orders, but orders issued by Ian Black. He shot a cool look in the direction of the two men bidding against him. One was the German from earlier. He looked coolly furious as he kept raising his paddle, determined. Brett knew that look, and also knew the man's reputation. Heinrich von Kassel wasn't the sort who liked losing, especially when he'd made up his mind about something. He spent time at the casinos in Monte Carlo, and he was known to wager huge sums on games. It was rumored that he'd put his own daughter up as a prize when he'd run short on funds one night. A man who would do that would probably do anything. The other man was more of a mystery. He didn't appear as determined as von Kassel. It also seemed like he was bidding just to drive up the price. Brett considered giving in, letting von Kassel or the other man win, and then finding a way to steal the girl away later. If it was von Kassel, then Brett could break into his hotel, immobilize his people, and take her before von Kassel could do anything about it. But what if the other man won? Brett didn't know who he was yet, and had no idea where the man was staying or if he could find the girl in time. No, the best way to save her was to win the auction. The expense be damned.
"Gentlemen," the auctioneer asked, "who will give me $1 million for this lovely blonde goddess? She is like a fairy queen, so small and perfect, and she can be yours if you desire her enough."
$1 million,
Brett said firmly. Von Kassel didn't say anything. He didn't raise his paddle again, but the look he shot Brett dripped with malice. He didn't have the money. The other man seemed to consider it. He also looked at Brett, but it was a more considering look than von Kassel's. Perhaps he was trying to decide if Brett, aka Carter Walker, had enough money to keep driving up the price. He must have decided that Brett did, because he shook his head and dropped the paddle. The auctioneer tapped her golden gavel against the podium.
"Going once, going twice."
She paused for a long, long moment while Brett ground his teeth together and waited for someone else to jump into the fray at the last possible second, or for the mystery man to change his mind.
"Sold to the gentleman at table 22.
The gavel came down, and the auction was final. Brett had just bought his first human being.